News Talk 1110, 99.3 WBT. It's not like crossing the streams. It's more like crossing the Bretts, Brett Witterbull and Brett Jensen, together again and better than ever. Breaking Brett Jensen, welcome back to the program. Good to have you here.
Thank you, sir. It's good to be back.
I have a question for you. We saw this story over at Carowinds, where now you've got chaperone issues. You know, you got to be chaperoned if you're under the age of 17 there at the park, given what happened a couple weeks ago with Carowinds. We've had, obviously, some excitement, not of the best kind, there at football games taking place inside the CMS districts. What do we got going on here? Have we seen a change in the rules at CMS that are similar to what's going on with Carowinds?
That's exactly what we saw. You know, Carowinds last week, you know, they implemented this new rule that you have to be with a guardian if you're in middle school, you know, if you're in high school, anything. Mm-hmm. You've got to be chaperoned now because of all the incidents that they were having with young teens and older teens on the opening night of Carowinds, where, you know, women were being accosted and just all kinds of stuff that was going on. And so then on Friday, late Friday, CMS put out an email saying, going forward at all sporting events, elementary and middle school students will have to be chaperoned by a parent. And so they put it out really late Friday, you know, and there were football games Friday night. And so basically, they had a press conference today at central office to talk about why this was implemented and why it started and what it all means. And basically it's this: if you're an elementary school student or a middle school student, you no longer can just be dropped off at a high school sporting event like a high school Friday night football and then picked back up by your parents 3 hours later. No longer is the game going to be the babysitter. You're going to have to be chaperoned, and so by an adult. And so they went over the decisions to do that today, and I mean, Brett, you brought up Carowinds. That was my question. Did you do this because Carowinds did this? And had Carowinds not done this, would you have not done this? I mean, and they said they were looking at this, and, you know, you've seen other football games in other stadiums in other parts of the states have to be evacuated because of certain possible events where they've evacuated the entire stadium during a high school Friday night football game. And so they just said, look, we want to make sure that in case there is an evacuation, these kids are accounted for, that they're not a 12-year-old that's just left to their own devices to do what they will. And so now, because of what's been going on across the state and in other states with high school football games having to be evacuated, which, just by the way, Brett, and I know I'm going to sound like 1,000 years old, but I can't believe we're to that point where high school football games are now being evacuated.
Well, I mean, it's, look, this is sort of an epidemic across the country, right, Brett? We saw video over the weekend of a Wawa convenience store in Philly. A bunch of kids ran in there and were carrying on and taking stuff and fighting in the parking lot. We've seen this at Carowinds now. I think we did a great deal of damage to these young folks during the lockdown period. We remember well during the lockdown period, in the summer of love in 2020, there were lots of active young people out there. I mean, you were out there covering it. They had skateboards, they had the outfits, they had the whole thing going on. And it was like a big game of cat and mouse with the cops.
No, it totally was. I mean, that's exactly right. And, you know, look, COVID gets blamed for everything wrong in society now because it's the easy excuse.
It is.
But there is a lot of data and there's a lot of stuff to suggest that everything you just mentioned is 100% accurate. And again, I mean, so now we're at the point where in case high school football games and the stadiums have to be evacuated, they want to make sure these 13-year-olds and, mm-hmm. you know, and 12-year-olds are accounted for and have a place to go. And so when asked, you know, do high school students have to be abide by this, like a 14-year-old in the ninth grade, they said, no, this is their school. We want them to go to their school. We want them to enjoy their school. This is only for elementary and mm-hmm. middle school students and for, you know, parents who just wanted to yep. use those games as babysitters.
All right. Can I bring up a call for you here on this point?
Sure.
Okay. This is Dean checking in. Dean, welcome to the show.
Yeah. I'm not sure where this all ends because, you know, it seems like the problem isn't the chaperone. The problem is if they're 12 years old or 15 years old, shouldn't they know how to act by then? Or, you know, I just... You know, do we just keep pushing it back?
All right. How about that, Brett? Your reaction to that question?
Well, that specific question was asked to the athletics director, the CMS athletics director today, when she was talking about the new rule, mm-hmm. Erica Turner. And they said, when do you start addressing this as opposed to, all right, we're just going to address the chaperone thing. When are you going to be able to address the situation that's making kids do this in the first place and act out in the first place? And I got to be honest with you, I mean, that's more of a societal thing.
Sure.
I don't think CMS has anything, they can do anything specific about that. And so, I mean, again, I will tell you this, it all starts at home, because not all these kids are the kids that do not have a mom and a dad, or
sure.
they're staying with an aunt, or a lot of these kids are coming from nuclear families that are the root problem in all this.
Mm-hmm.
And so again, a lot of this starts at home, and it's just, again, that it's not a CMS issue, and they're just saying, all right, you know what? We're just going to chop this off at the knees before it even becomes a problem. Because as Erica said, if we have an issue and a 12-year-old's left by himself, then we're going to say, then you guys are going to ask me, well, why didn't you have chaperoning in place when Carowinds did?
Yeah, see, this is interesting to me, because if the kid goes to the football game, like let's say it's a freshman, right? So you're 14
yep.
years old, 13, 14, 15 years old. You go to the football game. You don't have a chaperone. Then what? You're going to call the parents to come and pick them up? I mean, you're going to have chaos. You and I both know that so many folks that are working at these football games, some of them are paid security, understand that, right? They're either off-duty cops
yep.
who are working on duty,
yep.
or they're school cops, or they're private security. But then you've got, I mean, the ticket is manned by the parents who volunteer their time because their kid's playing football, or they're, you know, selling hamburgers and hot dogs, and they're just trying to maintain mm-hmm. the grill. And then you got to mm-hmm. worry, you got to have someone on bathroom patrol to make sure nobody's doing anything stupid in the bathroom or under the bleachers. I mean, this is really starting to tear at the fabric of society.
No, it really is. And this is, again, and you brought up a good point. So this does not apply to anyone who's in high school, but everyone younger than high school. But
yeah.
to your point, that's exactly what it does. They said there will be usually minimum 9 officers per football game, and a lot of times way more than that with the undercovers and off-duty and everything else, but minimum 9 officers, because I asked that question, well, how many do you have for a football game?
Yeah.
And they said, well, really depends on the game, but always a minimum of 9, sometimes much, much more, depending if it's like a big rival or whatever.
Right.
But that's the thing, Brett. I mean, and here's what they will do. You drop off your 13-year-old son
yep.
at a football game, and he's in the 8th grade, and he tries to get in. They're going to say, well, how old are you? Or, you know, it's not like kids at 13 years
right.
old have
Show
IDs.
Show us your school ID. Or, yeah,
right, right, school ID. And if you're not of age, if you're not in the 9th grade, they literally pull you to the side and call your parents to come pick you up.
Wow. That's going to... You know, you got a date set up here. You're going to go out afterwards and have some ice cream. Now that's all shot.
Well, you know, but Concord Mills implemented this not long, you know,
yep.
a year or two ago.
Sure.
And you know, now you got Carowinds. And so this is, sadly, this is becoming the norm, not the exception.
We remember that. Look, we remember the Friday night during the holidays at the mall down in Pineville,
yep.
right? You had a race down there, and it was a bunch of other nonsense going on at the same time.
That's exactly what it was. And so that's exactly right. And so, again, they're just saying, you know what? Instead of having an issue
yep.
result because we don't have chaperones, let's just go ahead and implement the chaperone rule.
Well, it's to be continued. I imagine this will also take root at the prom and the date and the dance level. And this is all, oh, boy, you get what you get there, buddy. I appreciate you being out there, Brett Jensen, and breaking this down for us. Very interesting analysis.
Anytime, Brett. My pleasure.